chasing a villain called Kasa. I've been thrown back in time with him, and I am no longer Commander Sam Vimes of the Watch, but a stranger in my own past. In the present, my wife Sybil is giving birth, and I need to get back to her. Meanwhile, I've been taken prisoner by the Old Watch.
Your name is...
John Keel.
No, John Keel died yesterday.
What?
You attacked and robbed him. You took his money, but you left his papers, because your sort can't read, what? So, you didn't know that Keel was a policeman.
What?
Confused? I am.
What happened there?
Where?
You blurred man.
Don't know, sir. Look, sir, I've been arrested by mistake. I am John Keel.
Huh?
You've got my papers there, haven't you? Ask me some questions.
Very well. You come from Pseudopolis. Who is commander of the Pseudopolis Watch?
Sheriff Mattelwheat.
Aha, wrong. Fallen at the very first fence. In fact, you fool, it's
Sheriff
Pearly.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
It is Mattelwheat, sir. Pearly died last week.
Fell into the river when drunk.
You could have known that. That doesn't prove anything.
Ask me something else. Ask me about the $25 pay I was promised.
I never offered you $25. The offer is 20.
And I'm not taking it. Not now I've seen the state of this place. A kid could open these cuffs.
Yeah. Oh,
this place needs shaking up. $25 or I walk out that door.
$25?
And the rank will be sergeant-at-arms, not sergeant. I'm not going to be given orders by the likes of Knopp.
Sergeant-at-arms? Well, Sergeant Mackle, did give you a glowing reference.
First month in advance. I'll be lodging with Dr. Lorne in Twinkle Street. I'll report for duty at 3 o'clock this afternoon, sir.
Very, very good.
Badge?
Yes, badge. Here.
Sir, oath?
Yes, of course, sir. I believe we did once have a copy somewhere about.
Aye, comma, square bracket, recruit's name, square bracket, comma. Do solemnly swear by, square bracket, recruit's deity of choice, square bracket, to uphold the laws and ordinances of the city of Ankh-Morpork, comma, without fear, comma, favour, comma, or thought of personal safety, semicolon, laying down my life, if necessary, in the cause of said duty, comma, so help me, bracket, aforesaid deity, bracket, full stop. Gods save the king, stroke queen, bracket, delete whichever is inappropriate, bracket, full stop.
My word.
Sir!
Sergeant!
And now, by your permission, Captain, I'd like a word with Snouty here outside.
Ah, yes, sir. Very good. Carry on, Sergeant. Good man. Very good.
You're a useful man to know, Snouty, I can tell.
Hmm, yes, sir.
You've got your ear to the ground, eh?
Yes, sir.
There's someone in every nick who knows all that's going on and can lay his hands on just about anything, Snouty, and I think you are that man.
Hmm, yes, sir.
Then listen here. Size 8 boots, size 17 and a quarter helmet, a good leather cape. Boots should be a good make, but second hand. Got that?
Second hand?
Yes. Sole's pretty nearly worn through. Breastplate, not to have any rust on it, but a few dents will be okay. A good sword. I know a man like you can get hold of the very best and have it delivered to Dr. Lorne's place in Twinkle Street by 10 this morning. There'll be something in it for you, Snouty.
What'll that be, sir?
My undying friendship.
Ah, right you are, Sarge. And will you be wanting a bell?
A bell?
For ringing and shouting all's well with, Sarge?
Snouty, do you think all's well?
Could go either way, Sarge.
Dr. Lorne?
Hello again, Mr. Keel.
Got a spare bed. I can pay.
Come in.
Thank you.
Up here. In here. Bed.
Thank you. Look, I'm not a criminal madman.
Never mind, you'll soon fit in.
Thanks. Very comfortable.
It's not air, I'm afraid, but I hope... Ah, well. Good night. Good morning, Mr. Keel. Or should I say sergeant?
A cup of tea? Oh, thank you.
A policeman came earlier and left you a whole pile of equipment.
Ah.
Including a uniform.
Yes. Shocked.
Surprised. I don't do anything illegal.
Then you've nothing to fear.
You think so? Have you met your colleagues on Cable Street?
Cable Street? Remind me. I mean, tell me.
Lord Winder's afraid of assassination.
Yeah. Winder. The patrician. He's mad, isn't he?
If he were, Sergeant, I wouldn't mention it out loud. The Cable Street particulars are special office. The long hand of Lord Winder's insane paranoia. They knock on doors in the middle of the night. They root out plots and spies. And the thing about rooting out plots and spies is, even if there are no real plots to begin with, there are plots and spies galore very soon.
Bless you, Snouty. Just the right kind of boots. I can feel the streets.
Cobblestones?
Cat heads. Loaves. Short and long sets. Rounders. More pork sixes. Yeah. Elm Street, junction of Twinkle. Just round the corner to my old station on Treacle Mine Road. I'm back.
You must think of me as a friend, and I'm sure we'll all get along splendidly, like one big happy family.
What?
That's my desk you're sitting at, Sergeant Knock.
What?
See this knock? It says Sergeant at Arms. It says, that is my desk.
Bloody hell.
And this is your mob, is it? Let's have a look at the paperwork.
Bloody hell.
That's bloody hell, sir. It says here that last night the hurry-up wagon had 8 passengers. One of them was me, and the other one I know about. What happened to the other 6? Yes, Sergeant?
Dropped them off in Cable Street for questioning.
Did you get a receipt?
A what?
You hauled in 6 people breaking curfew, and you handed them over to Cable Street particulars. Did they sign for them?
Orders is just to hand them over.
I didn't get taken there, because we had a bit of a misunderstanding, didn't we, Sergeant Knock?
Yes, sir.
But there was another man with me in the cells. Carser. And he's gone. I just want to know how much and who to. Corporal Quirk.
Yes, sir.
You were on duty last night.
Yes, sir, with Lance Constable Vimes.
How much was it, Quirk? How much did Carser give you to let him go?
It's perks. Everyone does it.
Everyone? Anyone else here take bribes?
Well, Constable Vimes took his cut. You ask him.
Christ, that's me. Me as a lad. Was I ever that skinny? Did I have that much Adam's apple? Did you, Lance Constable?
Yes, sir. $1, sir.
At the instigation of Corporal Quirk?
Sir?
Did he offer it to you? All right, I'll talk to you later. Are you still here, Quirk? Have your stuff out of your locker in 10 minutes or I'll charge you rent.
I'll complain to the captain. I've got 4 years good conduct, I have.
No, you've got 4 years not found out. Clear off! Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sergeant John Keel. Sign up, captain's inspection in 2 minutes. Sergeant Knock.
Sir?
What happens to the prisoners you hand over to Cable Street?
They get questioned.
What sort of questions? How long it takes 2 men to dig half a hole?
What?
From now on, someone at Cable Street signs for prisoners. Or we bring them right back here. Understand? No one just disappears. Just to make sure, I'll ride the hurry-up wagon tonight.
Sir?
But first, I'll take that young Vimes out for a stroll and shake him up a bit.
We could do with it, sir.
No, not like that.
Sarge?
You swing the foot, like this. You're not in a hurry. You don't want to miss things.
Yes, Sarge.
It's called proceeding. I see you got a bell there, lad.
Yes, Sarge.
That's about 3 times the weight of the normal bell. They give it to rookies to see if they complain. Did you complain?
No, Sarge.
That's the way. Keep quiet.
Pass it on to some other sucker when we get back.
Yes, Sarge. Sarge?
Yeah?
Have I got to give that dollar back? I gave it to me mum.
Did you tell her how you got it?
Well, everyone's at it, Sarge. It's not just the lads, but everywhere. Rent's going up, new taxes. It's not fair,
Would you
Sarge.
Like to murder her off for $1,000?
Knock it off, Sarge. I'm not like that.
Well, when you took that dollar, everything else is just haggling over the price.
Am I going to get the sack, Sarge?
For a dollar? No.
Sometimes I've been thinking it's not worth it, Sarge. We had to go and break up a meeting last week. They were just talking, and we had to take orders from some civilian, and the Cable Street lads were a bit rough, and it's not like the people at the meeting had weapons or anything.
You want to be careful what you say, lad.
Yes, Sarge. Sarge?
Yes?
Have you been here before, Sarge?
Oh, everyone's visited Ankh-Morpork, lad.
Only we're doing the Elm Street beat perfectly, Sarge. You've been leading the way.
I do my homework.
Yes, Sarge.
You'll come out on the wagon with me tonight.
Yes, Sarge.
Is that Lance Corporal Coates?
Yes, sir.
What have we got here?
4 curfew breakers, sir. All written down on this chitty, sir.
Well done, Lance Corporal. Load them up.
Sir.
Sarge, it's only 30 minutes past curfew. The lads are taking the pit, the Michael, sir.
I know.
Corporal Colon, sir. 3 miscreants apprehended, sir.
Thank you, Corporal. Is that you, Rosie?
Miss Palm to you, Sergeant.
Sorry to see you here, miss.
Apparently some new sergeant's been throwing his weight around.
Load him up.
Yes, sir.
Where to now, Sarge?
Cable Street. Don't you eyeball me, lad. It just makes you look as if you're desperate for the privy.
Yeah, but Sarge, everyone knows they torture people at Cable Street.
Do they? Then why doesn't anyone do anything about it?
Because they torture people.
Good. You're learning.
Sergeant, we believe the fine's $5.
I don't think it is, sir.
Of a very nice gold ring.
Glad to hear it, sir.
Sergeant, perhaps there is some other...
We're not at home to a tuppenny upright either. Shut up, the lot of you. Seven for you.
Opening up, let's be having them then.
Right, just sign here.
What do you mean?
You have to sign, more than my job's worth. Here, please.
All right. Now open up.
Now I'd like to see some form of ID.
What?
Well, it's not me, you understand. But if I went back and saw my captain and he said to me, Keel, how do you know he's,
Henry the Hamster?
Well...
Listen, at Cable Street, we don't sign for prisoners.
We do, Henry.
What is the trouble here?
Officer won't hand over prisoners, sir.
Is this the officer?
Yes, sir.
Would you be Keel by any chance?
Yes, sir.
I've been hearing about you. A salute is generally in order, Sergeant.
I don't see anything to salute.
Good point. You're new, of course. You see, we in the particulars often find it necessary to wear plain clothes.
Yes, sir.
I am Captain Swing.
Yes, sir.
Your first night on the wagon?
Yes, sir.
A full load, I see. Is that Miss Rosie Palm? Your officers have scoured the streets. What scamps they are.
Sir?
Sarge?
Pass me my sword, would you?
Sword, Sarge?
I don't want it getting rusty.
Sarge?
Ah.
I think perhaps this little catch could be thrown back into the pond from which it sprang. Don't you, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Don't let me detain you, Sergeant Keel.
Sir.
Were you going to draw on him, Sarge? You were, weren't you?
Keep your eyes on the road, Lance Constable.
I can't believe we got away with it.
We probably haven't. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the inconvenience. It appears the Cable Street particulars are not doing business tonight, so we will have to conduct the interrogation ourselves. Are any of you conspiring to overthrow the government? Come on, I haven't got all night. Does anyone want to overthrow Lord Winder by force?
No.
Well, that's good enough for me. In that case, we'll drop you all off on our way home, and Lance Constable Vimes will take, half a dollar off each of you for travelling expenses, for which you will get a receipt. Thank you for travelling with us, and we hope you will consider the hurry-up wagon in all your future curfew-breaking arrangements.
Sarge?
Yes.
What's the top on the upright, Sarge?
It's a kind of jam donut, lad. Didn't your mum ever make them?
No, Sarge.
Morning, Dr. Lawn.
Good morning, Sergeant. Who's that you have over your shoulder?
Oh, one of the particulars. Sent after me last night. Him and a chum met me in a dark alley. I left the chum to sleep it off.
And this one?
I might have broken his arm.
Oh, so you might. I could set it and plaster him up.
If you would be so kind.
Why would the Cable Street particulars attack you, Sergeant? You're a policeman.
I am, but they aren't. I had a little brush with Captain Swing last night.
Yeah, so Rosie said. And when I've patched this one up, what do you want doing with him?
I'll just haul him out the back way and drop him in an alley.
Is that all?
No. Then I'll sign my name on his plaster cast in big bloody letters so it won't rub off.
You're an interesting man, Sergeant. You make enemies like a craftsman.
I'm just starting, Doctor. You should see what I found in my locker this morning.
Do you want some breakfast? I've got liver.
Thanks all the same. I think I'll eat out.
Sausage! Sausage in a pan. No rat sausage guaranteed. No rat sausage. Yes, Sergeant, could I interest you in a very special sausage in a bun, guaranteed no rat, 100% organic?
How much, Mr. Diddler?
4 pence, Sergeant.
Well, that's cutting your own throat, eh?
Pardon?
I said a price like that's cutting your own throat, eh?
Oh, right, yeah, it is, yeah, never said a truer word, so you'll have one then?
Thank you.
Cutting my own throat, yeah, I'm cutting my own throat.
They're 4 pence.
Yeah, no, don't eat that one.
Why not? What's wrong with it? More than the others, I mean.
I don't know. Don't eat it.
Yum.
You ate it all?
Was that wrong?
No, that's fine. You want another? Help it down.
One's enough, thanks. Gotta be going.
Yeah, be seeing ya.
Now then, what's this unchewable bit of... something? Oh, well, little piece of paper. Bit smudged. Still readable. Morphic Street. 9 o'clock tonight. Password, Swordfish. So, the famous Morphic Street conspiracy. That's tonight, then.
You follow me? You're knobby knobs.
Tell you what, mister. You tell me where you're going and I'll stop following you. Cost you no more than a penny.
Why are you following me, knobby? Here, here's sixpence.
Lady Meserol.
Who's she?
Posh lady. Come from Genoa a few months ago.
When did she ask you?
This morning.
She just stopped you in the street?
I've got a kind of general contract with her. And Rosie Palm's paying me a measly penny a day to keep an eye on you too. Oh, and Corporal Stubbs at Cable Street. He's paying me one halfpenny. But what is halfpenny these days, says I. So I don't watch you much on his account. Who would you like me to watch for you, Sarge?
Me, if you can fit me into your busy schedule.
You want me to follow you?
Just watch my back. Tell me what people are saying about me, that sort of thing.
Right you are, Sarge.
And give me back my notebook, my handkerchief and my purse.
Right you are.
I'm sure I don't have to tell you what'll happen to you if you try that again.
No, Sarge. You can rely on me, Sarge.
What's all this, Sergeant? Oh,
a bit of a do, sir. We had a break-in last night. They stole the captain's silver inkstand. And it was an inside job, if you want my opinion. The door upstairs was forced, but the main watchhouse doors weren't touched.
My word, a copper stealing?
Yes, sir. A terrible thing, sir. Especially since you showed us the way yesterday about being honest and everything. Attention, officer present!
At ease. No luck, Sergeant?
No, sir.
It was engraved, you know. Everyone in the regiment chipped in. This really is very upsetting. Have you looked everywhere? Well,
everywhere but the lockers, sir. I mean, that's not something we do lightly. But we're all here now, so although it's very distasteful, I'll ask you, Captain, for permission to rummage.
If you must.
To show that we're doing this fairly, our sergeants should be searched first. Fair's fair, eh, Sergeant Keel?
Oh, yes.
Very well. Me first, then, Coates. Do the honours.
Sarge.
Nothing.
Well done. Now, Sergeant Keel's locker, please, Ned.
Sarge. Sarge?
Oh, dear. What have we here?
It's a sack, Sarge. Something heavy in it, too.
Dear me. Well, open it up, lad. Gently. We don't want anything to get damaged.
It's a half brick.
What?
A half brick, Sarge.
I'm saving up for a house.
Are you sure?
Well, now, that seems to be our lockers. Who's next, Sergeant Knock?
You know, personally, I think the captain's right. I mean, I don't think any of the men would...
Since we have begun this, we must conclude it is only fair.
Right you are, sir. Lance Corporal Coates, shall we open yours next?
Most distressing. And some of the men looked agitated, guilty even. But I suppose it was reassuring not to find it.
Yes, sir. Have you looked everywhere?
Of course, man.
I mean, sir, perhaps you put it in the safe or something?
Certainly not. I sometimes put it in the safe at weekends, but I'm sure I didn't do that last night.
We've all been under a lot of pressure, sir.
That's true. This curfew business. I suppose I might... Just look the other way a moment, would you, Sergeant?
Sir.
24, 17, 24. I believe I've made a fool of myself, Sergeant.
Don't say that, sir.
Will you tell the men?
Don't take it too hard, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Sir. Poor old sod. Didn't want to do that to him.
Come on, haven't you got patrols to go to?
Not you, Sergeant Knock. I want a word with you.
Sir?
Right.
Yeah?
Cigar?
You
can't beat a good cigar.
I don't smoke. Look, about that extent...
It was in his safe all the time.
It was?
Tell me more about Lance Corporal Coates.
Bit of a troublemaker.
Barrack room lawyer?
That sort of thing.
Rebel sympathies?
I wouldn't like to see the lad in trouble, sir.
Of course not. Worth keeping an eye on.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. And now I'm going to pick up young Sam Vimes and get out on patrol. Nice to have this little talk with you.
Sir?
Is the wagon going out tonight, sir?
Yes, lad. Colon and Waddy are on it.
Taking people to Cable Street?
No. I told them to take everyone to our watch house at Treacle Mine Road. Find them half a dollar and take their name and address. Perhaps we'll have a raffle.
We'll get into trouble, Sarge.
Oh, the curfew's just to frighten people. It doesn't mean much.
My mum says there's going to be trouble soon. Everyone says Lord Winder's mad. He's had his day. It's snap case for lordship now. He listens to people.
I listen to the thunder, but I don't do anything about it.
The day will come. Lord Winder will be overthrown. That's what they say in the fish shop.
Keep the voice down, kid.
Sarge?
Yeah?
Our mum says you'd be welcome round to tea one night. What with you being all by yourself in a strange city, Sarge? She makes a great distressed pudding.
Very kind. I'd like to meet her, but... well, maybe later.
OK. Sarge?
Yeah?
Why are we patrolling Morphic Street? It's not our beat.
I switch beats. I want to see as much of the city as possible.
Not a lot to see in Morphic Street, Sarge.
No, I don't know. It's amazing what you see if you concentrate. Look, down there, at the house across the way. See that doorway with the deeper shadow?
Yes, Sarge.
Why is it such a deep shadow, do you think?
I don't know, Sarge.
Because someone in black is standing in it, that's why. So... we're going to walk a little further, and then we'll just turn round and go back round the corner. Ah, we're heading back to the station like good boys because our cocoa's getting cold, see?
You're right, Sarge.
OK, that's far enough. What time's curfew?
9 o'clock, Sarge.
Must be nearly that now. I want you to sneak back after me and wait at the corner. When it starts, you come running... I'm banging that bell, yours.
What starts, Sarge? Sarge?
Your next charge.
Flogging!
That's offensive language, sir. I would not like my young Lance Constable to hear that.
You bloody fool, what the hell are you playing at?
That
is an assault upon a watch officer.
I'm an officer too, you damn flatfoot.
Where's your uniform?
We don't wear them.
Where's your badge?
We don't carry badges.
Hard to see why I shouldn't think you was a common thief, sir. You was casing that house over there.
There was going to be a meeting of dangerous anarchists.
Oh, what kind of a religion is that? Oh, look here, Lance Constable Vimes. A concealed weapon. Carried after dark, too. And what's this? Picklocks? That's going equipped for burglary, that is.
You stupid bastard.
That's using language liable to cause a breach of the peace.
You idiots have scared everyone off. Who's going to be offended?
I might be.
You're that thick sergeant. Too stupid to see what's going on. Well, this is where you find out. I could have hit him with my bell, Sarge.
Head injuries can be fatal, that's possible.
Yeah, but you kicked him in the private, Sarge.
You don't have to fight the way the other bloke wants you to fight. Right. Let's get him up. Right.
Where are we taking him?
Back to the watch house. Straightforward arrest.
You're arresting a Cable Street particular?
Yes. Let this be a lesson, lad. There aren't any rules. Not where there's knives out. You take him down, quietly if possible, but you take him down. He comes at you with a knife, you bring your stick down on his arm. He comes at you with his hands, use your knee or your boot or your helmet. Your job is to keep the peace. You make it peaceful as quickly as you can.
But there's going to be trouble, Sarge.
Even coppers have to obey the law.
No, I mean, there's going to be trouble right now, Sarge. There's like...
Evening!
10, 12 of them. Of course, Chummy here wouldn't have been alone, would he? The Cable Street particulars.
We're going to get cheesed.
What's that?
Like creamed, but it goes on for longer. Evening all.
Good evening. How are your greys? Nice to see an old friend.
Carser.
That's Sergeant Carser, thank you. Funny how things work out, eh? Turns out I'm prime copper material.
Ye gods. Carser. Sam?
Sarge.
Ring your bell, son.
9 o'clock and all's not well. 9 o'clock and all's not well!
In part two of Night Watch by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks, Sam Vimes was played by Philip Jackson. Young Sam by Carl Prekop. Carser by Paul Ritter, and Tilden by Peter Marinka. Rosie was played by Claire Corbett, Colon by Sam Dale, Dr. Lorne by Ben Onwukwe, and Nock by Matt Addis. The director was Claire Grove.